Arlene Eisenberg, co-author of What to Expect When You're Expecting, died last week in New York at age 66. Her book, A Detailed Conversational Guide to Pregnancy, sold more than 9.5 million copies in 31 different languages. It became a bestseller in Europe, Australia, and the United States. Eisenberg wrote the book with her two daughters, Heidi Murkoff and Sandy Hathaway. Commentator Susanna Cooper says there are few mothers today who have not benefited from Eisenberg's work.
If you had a clear view of the bedside table of every pregnant woman in America, chances are you'd find the same dog-eared book with a pastel cover atop just about every one. And after nearly 2 decades in print, it has become the pregnant woman's Bible. It's an indispensable roadmap to the mysterious, wonderful, and sometimes frightening physiological terrain of childbearing. When Arlene Eisenberg, the main author of What to Expect, died last week of cancer, I felt I'd lost a dear and trusted friend. I didn't always like what she told me, especially in the chapter that outlined the best odds diet. There she intoned that downing chocolate milkshakes, the indulgence I craved more than any other, was feeding my baby empty calories. She suggested I opt for baked potatoes over French fries and incorporate wheat germ into my daily regimen. I can report, forgive me, Arlene, that wheat germ will hardly be noticed when blended into a chocolate milkshake. And the recommendation that I perform dozens of Kegel exercises while sitting at my desk, don't ask what those are, was more likely to make me laugh than actually do them. But overall, What to Expect wasn't a preachy pregnancy manual. It was written in straightforward language and a comforting tone, and first-time mothers in need of both flocked to it. When we awoke at 3 a.m. with leg cramps, or started itching all over, or having Braxton Hicks contractions in the last few weeks, the book told us why, and why we shouldn't worry. Its accessibility may have been due to the fact that Eisenberg wasn't a doctor or a nurse, though one of her daughters, who helped write the book, was a nurse. Eisenberg was a freelance medical journalist who knew how to describe symptoms, procedures, and physiological changes in lay terms. So valued were these interpretive skills that on my first pregnant visit to the obstetrician, I was given a free copy of What to Expect. I suspect many doctors' offices have made similar investments, figuring that the book would reduce the number of calls from patients wondering whether it's okay to take Tylenol for a headache. It is. Or if it's normal to outgrow your shoes. Most definitely, try switching to clogs. In this country, few pregnant women live in the kind of tribe or clan that their condition most needs. The luckiest among us have mothers or older sisters close by to tell us that, no, we're not losing our minds, it's just the pregnancy hormones that make us feel that way. When the baby cries and we can't soothe her, or when breastfeeding doesn't go as smoothly as we imagined it would, we need an experienced hand to guide us. But many women live without that steady support, and a 10-minute visit to the doctor once a month does little to fill the gap. A few quiet moments with What to Expect each night before bed has given millions of pregnant women a chance to rest in peace. We should all hope Arlene Eisenberg will do the same.
Susanna Cooper writes opinion for the Sacramento Bee and is pregnant with her second child.